Jess in with you this morning. Now, I'm a big believer in taking what I like to call me time. Ideally, you know, a little bit every day, all in a bid to help your own mental health and your own positive well-being. I think it's so important, particularly after the last couple of years with everything that we've been going through in the Upper Hunter and, you know, across the state, from droughts to COVID to whatever personal things we might be going through as well. It has been a very stressful time, and being able to take some me time can sometimes, I know, be really difficult. Matthew Milne, who's the Rural Adversity Mental Health Coordinator with the Rural Adversity Mental Health Program, joins me this morning to talk about exactly what self-care is and how we can try and fit it in. Matt, how are you doing this morning?
Hey Jess, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. Now, when we talk about self-care, what are we talking about? We're talking about the me time, the time that you need to take out for yourself, really, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of people are probably familiar with the term self-care. It does get thrown around a little bit, but a lot of people don't pay attention to what that self-care actually might mean or why we need it.
And, you know, we need to do it because every day there are various stresses that we're dealing with, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's both.
Yep, that's right. I like to explain self-care and the need for self-care in terms of how we look after our stress. So I generally say that everyone's born with this bucket that we carry around called our stress bucket. And whether we like it or not, all of the stresses that we face in a day or in a week end up in that bucket. And you touched on a few of those stresses, you know, work, family, personal relationships, things that we've got going on for us. Sometimes the environment can create stress. It all ends up in that bucket. And when that bucket fills up over time, if it gets to the point that it starts to overflow, that can cause us to become overwhelmed and we'll have, you know, a reaction to that. We've become too stressed, and then, you know, we find ourselves at greater risk of developing a mental health problem because our stress has become out of control. Yeah. So we need a process where we regularly tip out that stress, whether it's each day or once a week or all in at once during, you know, a bigger break. And it allows us to keep dealing with the stress that builds up, you know, the next day or the next week or the next month. Mm.
And everyone's bucket is different. Everyone's got different shapes and sizes and varying degrees of their stress, and we all deal with things differently. And I guess, you know, what are the different types of things that we can do every day, or, you know, pretty much every day, from doing things at home or maybe going out and spending time with other people? You know, how can we try and make our bucket less heavy?
Yeah, well, some people have small buckets but are really good at tipping it out, and some people have large buckets and are good at making intentional time for those self-care activities. And I think that's where it's important to drive a message home about self-care. It's intentional things that we do, or time that we put aside to reduce our stress or slow down or remember what's important to us. And by doing that, we're actually emptying our stress bucket and building our resilience over time. And there's a few different types of self-care activities that we can do. And sometimes the activities that we choose to do can tick off a few of them at the same time. So I'll just run through a couple of them. So first of all, we've got physical activities that could be like making sure we're getting enough sleep, we're eating well enough, exercising, or taking a break like a holiday and getting ourselves out of our usual environment. Social, so catching up with friends and family and nurturing our relationships. Mental self-care, so that could just be like reading a book, playing some video games, crosswords, hobbies, puzzles, knitting, you know, those sorts of things that provide us with mental stimulation. Emotional self-care, that's our me time. That's having some downtime, being quiet, taking a bath, practicing some mindfulness so we can recharge. And then finally, some people might require spiritual self-care. So that could be praying or meditating or storytelling and finding meaning and purpose in their life through that. Mm.
Now, I don't know about anybody else, but personally, when I schedule in my me time, my self-care time, I do have to schedule it in and I have to plan for it. Otherwise, you know, I'll finish work, I'll go home, I'll sit on the couch and I probably won't move. And that's not the best thing for me personally, for my mental and physical health.
Yeah, that's right. Self-care really does need to be sort of chiseled out of our schedule or our routine and planned to happen. it's unlikely that we'll look at our watch and think, oh, you know, I've got a free hour, so I might sit down and do a crossword or call up a friend and go and get some coffee or go for a run. We might be able to do that sometimes, but if we don't plan for that sort of stuff, it means we're probably not going to be as intentional about it. We might get a little bit sloppy and then forget to do that self-care. And then meanwhile, we're still collecting stress in our stress bucket and we're not tipping it out like we should be so we can deal with the stress the next day, and our resilience is then lacking.
Exactly. So to wrap all of this up, Matt, we all really need to try and do a little bit of this self-care to benefit our mental health before, you know, it eventually escalates to something that we need to get some serious help with.
Yeah, that's right. So with good self-care, our capacity to manage stress increases, so our resilience is building and our bucket gets bigger. Good self-care means that we're less likely to develop a mental health problem. But there are some challenges, though, with practicing self-care. Sometimes we might already be overwhelmed and our bucket might be overflowing. So we need to work hard to figure out how we're going to tip that bucket out completely to then start fresh. And sometimes that might mean having to reach out to a mental health professional or talk to our friends and family just to help get us started on our self-care sort of plan that we're going to start undertaking.
Exactly. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I love talking about this stuff. I think it's so important and not enough people do it. So hopefully this morning we have encouraged at least one person to go out and take some of that self-care time today, right now maybe. Matt, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
No worries. Thanks, Jess.